my thought for the day. We all die sometime. The purpose of modern medicine is to see that we pay for the privilege. Certain rules of prudence to follow when seeking out medical help, like beware of any chiropractor wearing a back brace. The Queen of Soul and Jimmy Lee with Charlie Tuna. Coming up the next 60 minutes, Tuna's tabloids. Also, allergies. A lot of them are in the mind, not so much your physical reaction. Dr. Ted Grossbart will explain. Also, we got an invention. You want to get patented? Well, we have some advice from the Inventor's Workshop. And Mr. Romance in his Book of Love. Here's Bruce Hornsby. Thanks, pretty music. Bruce in the Range and the Mandolin Rain.
Song came and went, like the times that we spent, hiding out from the rain, under the carnival tent. know what you got till you lose it all again. This is your melody. Listen to the bluegrass band takes the cheer from the air until they play the last song. I'll do my time for keeping you off my mind, but there are moments that I find I'm not feeling so strong. Listen to the about her when I hear that whistle blow. I can't change my mind, oh, I knew all the time that she'd go if that's the choice I made long ago.
Pretty. That's Bruce Hornsby and the Range. Well, diet-conscious Americans could take a lesson from old-fashioned grandmas spooning out those generous servings of steaming oatmeal to all the family at the breakfast table. According to a report in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, healthy people already following a fat-modified diet can do even better in lowering their cholesterol level by adding a moderate amount of oatmeal. Oatmeal's good for you, whether served up as that traditional bowl of porridge or with the flakes mixed into the batter for a batch of tasty muffins or cookies. Dedicated mountain climbers scale the highest peaks just because they're there. That's a goal you can't argue with. On the other hand, many people do things only because they're told to. Where do you fit into the picture? Do you do your job the easiest way, or do you dig in, work hard, and give it the best that's in you? Do you try to slide by just putting in time? The people who succeed are working hard all the time and with a goal in mind. Maybe you need to take a cold, hard look at your objectives. Maybe your goals are too easy to achieve. Maybe you don't have a definite objective and are just going along day after day. How about taking a break? Stop for a minute. Think about where you're going. Maybe there's a way you could make it happen. Go see your education officer, a pro when it comes to talking careers and how to plan and work for them. Well, a lot of people suffer from allergies. Seems like I'm always allergic to dust. But in some cases, allergies and allergic reactions are all in the mind. According to a Massachusetts psychologist we have on the telephone, tell me about the allergies now. You say people maybe really aren't, when they do these tests on them and everything, to find out their allergic reactions physiologically. Maybe it's all psychological, huh?
No, really, what I'm saying is that to say it's all psychological is as much going off one deep end as to say it's all physiological is going off the other deep end, that we're always a mind and a body. And that even if you have a sensitivity to particular substance, that whether it is at the level that it's giving you active symptoms may well be about what's going on emotionally, that the emotional stress and turmoil can either heighten, or if, on the other hand, you use the techniques we describe in the book to reduce stress, it can reduce your sensitivity to the point where the allergy wouldn't bother you.
That's what I was wondering, because I was talking to one of the dermatologists in the area one time, and I said, seems like every time I've known a lot of people that this happens to, they eat chocolate or something, they break out. She says, well, that alone can't cause it. Could be symptomatic. Maybe when they're under stress, they eat chocolate, and all of a sudden the stress causes them to break out rather than the chocolate, right?
Yeah, that they're a combination of factors. And it's true, really, with other skin diseases, but the same understanding that we try and give to people in the book Skin Deep really applies to other conditions, such as acne and eczema and psoriasis, itching and scratching, oral and genital herpes, and many others of them, that even if there's a clear hereditary predisposition or a virus or bacteria involved, again, what's going on emotionally can either send it through the roof or reduce it to the point where it doesn't bother you.
You had one instance where a woman was having a guilt-ridden affair and ate lobster with her lover and then had a severe reaction every time she ate lobster from then on, right?
Right. And another interesting one is people who have multiple personalities. A Chicago study, these are people who always have the same body but kind of switch from one set of thoughts and emotions to another the way the rest of us switch TV channels. And they found that these people could have a severe allergy in one personality and none at all in another.
Hmm. So Skin Deep, does it cover just allergies, or do you go skin deep?
No, in fact, we cover a wide range of skin disorders and also get into some of the urological and gynecological disorders, things like venereal warts and the genital herpes.
And is the book available in all the bookstores now?
Availability on the West Coast is frankly not good, and people may have trouble getting it, may want to order it directly from the publisher, William Morrow.
All right. Is there a number, an address?
It's 105 Madison Avenue, okay. New York, New York.
Wonder why they're keeping it from us. What's the zip code?
10021.
All right. Well, Dr. Ted Grossbart, we've been speaking with back in Massachusetts. How's the weather back there today, by the way?
About 4 inches of snow this morning.
I know. I lived in Boston about 20 years ago, just before I moved out here. So I have the deepest sympathy for maybe what they go through during the wintertime out there.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. Grossbart. There is a little more than beneath the skin, I think, might meet the eye.
Trouble in this world. Live and die.
Chelsea Buckingham taking a little break from his Fleetwood Mac attacks and going insane. Yeah, I could do that. I almost went insane doing a semester of French at Wichita State University in Kansas one time. C'est la vie. This is Robbie Neville. C'est la vie with Charlie Tuna. Another favorite was Kiss Sarah Sarah. And of course, that was always met with Fermi LaBush. American service members share a lot with the great professional athletes of our time. The man for commitment, for being there when you're needed, for doing the right thing even when there's no one looking over your shoulder. There are superstars in any profession. But anyone who's seen a championship team in action knows that the team is only as good as all the players on it. That's why the effectiveness of any military team depends on the performance of each individual service member both on and off the battlefield. Service members who fall out of step and end up in trouble seriously jeopardize the success of their entire unit. Living up to military standards of conduct takes self-discipline. The penalties for ignoring these standards are oftentimes severe. But in a tough profession where people's lives are at stake, the punishments for breaking the law need to be tough. It's up to each service member to live up to the team standards. Dan Fowler.
That name ring a bell? Well, he may be the first convict to break out of prison using only a straw. He is a creative inventor who has turned a soda straw into a flavor-packed treat. And he is right now serving something like a 15-year sentence, but he's designed a straw that, well, it's. I'll let the lady on the phone explain about this. From the International Inventors Workshop, I have Maggie Weisberg, and the workshop's based, I didn't realize this, as the honorary mayor, I should know these things for the past 11 years, in Tarzana. International Inventors Workshop,
that's
first.
That's the other way around. It's Inventors Workshop International.
Oh, okay. They've got it listed the other way, but then we'll just transpose that.
Right.
How long has this been in existence?
16 years.
And primarily, what do you...
It was formed by inventors, three men, all of whom had been ripped off in various ways.
Uh-huh.
And they decided that they each had a minimal income, but enough to live on. And they decided there wouldn't be a better way to spend the rest of their lives than to devote it to helping the inventors and to help improve the climate in which inventors had to work, etc., etc.
That's always the problem, isn't it? You come up with a new idea, and all of a sudden, 10 other guys have taken it and gone with it. Or...
That's just not the problem, Charlie. There are 1,000 front money invention companies out there waiting to grab the inventor's money. They don't really give a damn about the product itself. All they want is the money.
Wow. Well, now, I mentioned a minute ago the name Dan Fowler,
yes.
And he's got a flavor straw, huh?
Yes, he does.
How does this work, the straw itself?
Well, there are flavor straws already on the market, but his is rather unique in that it encompasses some of the things that NASA found out in space about when they did some research on fuel and the consumption of fuel. And believe it or not, this has a direct corollary to the straw. And so the straw is presently being prototyped for Daniel. He has put himself in rather a precarious position in that he started going public with his straw without any protection, which meant that he had put into motion a year's time clock in which he had to file for patent. And if he doesn't file for patent in a year, he's lost the straw. It's gone into public domain.
Mm.
So at this point, we decided we had to do something for this man. He has undergone an incredible metamorphosis since this straw business came up. And I think he's a changed person, and we want to do everything in our power to help him become a real honest-goodness inventor.
Well, and he'll maybe shorten the sentence or the stay in prison at this point, perhaps.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So you're trying to help him, get a backer or get the patent first? And
well, we are doing everything that has to be done, doing the patent search, a literature search, getting the prototype moving. We've spoken to a marvelous patent attorney here in Tarzana. About the possibility of going ahead with a patent as soon as these other things are done.
Well, good for you. Well, now, if there are other aspiring inventors out there, can they contact the Inventors International Workshop?
Or? Well, it's to their benefit if they do.
All right. Is there a number or an address you want to give, Maggie?
Yes. They can call this number. It's 818-344-3375.
Okay.
And or they can write to Post Office Box 251, Tarzana, California.
I know the zip. 91356.
Right.
I better know the zip.
We have a little literature kit that we can send out to them that explains our services and our organization.
What a terrific service you guys offer.
We really do. Did you know we were all volunteers in 16 years? We haven't. None of us has taken a penny in pay.
Is that? That's even more remarkable. That's a nice invention in itself, Maggie.
It's a labor of love.
All right. Well, Maggie Weisberg, the Inventors International Workshop in Tarzana, and we'll have the address here and the number if they want to contact you out there. I got to talk to you, Maggie, about this. I got this hoop, this plastic hoop, and you twirl it around your. You heard of it?
You say. Hold you. All I wanted was to touch you. There's no need for blame, 'cause we're not the same. All I wanted was to love you.
Texas. And that's all I wanted. Actually, it's not all I wanted, but that's all I could afford at the time.
Charlie Tuna.
Charlie Tuna, that's Chico de Barnes. Well, you know, you can talk to me. Right now, the band is listed first in most of the musical tabloids just because their name, Aha, and Cry Wolf.
Cry wolf. Charlie Tuna, well, I try not to. Here's a suggestion, though. Toss your toothbrush at the end of every month. That's out of the Executive Fitness Newsletter. And you'll lower your chances of picking up sore throats and other oral inflammations and infections from bacteria lurking in the bristles. The wet, close environment of the brush is an ideal breeding ground. Buy a supply now for the year ahead to make the switch easier. The bonus will be a savings in dental care costs and cold remedies. Not a bad thought.
Charlie Tuna!
Defending America's freedom is a hard job that is going on every second of every day. It takes men and women working together around the clock and around the world. Today's American military spans the oceans, links the continents, and reaches into space. If you're wearing a military uniform, you're helping to show the world that in America, freedom is worth protecting. Wherever you are, whatever your job, thank you for your work, your sacrifice, and your service. Defending America's freedom is a hard job, and it's worth it.
Tuna's Tabloid. Giuseppe Mamelli walked out on his wife and children in Carbonia, Sicily, to get what he called a little taste of freedom. Having had his fling, Giuseppe wanted his wife to forgive him and let him come home, and she agreed. Local authorities report the Mamellis are back together again after not seeing each other for 36 years. Giuseppe, who was age 45 when he left home, is sorry now. He's 81. Mama Mamelli was quoted as saying, "Better late than never." An Oakland, California man is living in a locker in a transit depot, and he likes it there. Calling himself Roach Lee Silverback, the welfare recipient pays $30 a year to live in a bicycle rack. His neighbors are commuters who stash two-wheelers on their way to work. "I'm not into work," says Roach Lee. "I'm kind of a laid-back guy." How far can he lay back in the luggage locker is only a few feet, but as he says, it ain't much, but it's home. And cops in Florida were sent to a branch bank when employees said their teller had been shot. When investigators arrived, they found Sam, the automatic teller machine, critically wounded with two bullets in the keyboard. An irate computer hater had apparently plugged the money machine after it ate his bank card and refused to give him cash.
I'm on my own.
Janet Jackson in control. Charlie Tuna, well, control of the moment at least. Here's Billy Vera and the Beaters, Mr. Romance, right after this.
What did you think I would do at this moment? When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you have found you another, you just don't love me no more. I would say at this moment, when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me, did you think I would curse you or say things to hurt you? 'Cause you just don't love me no more. Come on, you know me too well. The ground that you walk on, if I could just hold you again. Just hold you. If I could just hold you. If I could just hold you.
This moment. Charlie Tuna. By the way, Billy isn't the only member of the Beaters finding success these days. The former members include George Marinelli, now Bruce Hornsby's guitar player, Rick Vito, a guitarist with Bob Seger, Tommy Walk, a Hall & Oates bass player and Daryl Hall's co-producer, and Jeff Baxter, the former Doobie Brother and producer. The drummer currently with the Beaters is Peter Bunetta, who with his partner, Rick Chudikoff, has produced a number of hit records for Patti LaBelle and others. As Vera, there's always been kind of a revolving membership in the Beaters. Started out as a bunch of guys who just did sessions and went on the road with the big stars. Something for them to do to have a good time when they were in town, so it didn't start out as a serious band. Of the 15 musicians on Vera's album, by request, the only ones who've been with him since the beginning are the three sax players, Lon Price, Ron Viola, and Jerry Peterson. Here
Here's a tip for married women from the Federal Trade Commission. 4 out of 5 of you will one day be on your own. Any woman who's been through it knows it's really hard to get credit without a history of credit in her own name. So be smart. Contact stores where you and your husband share charge accounts. Make sure those accounts are listed in both names, yours as well as his. Start building your own credit history. It'll help you get credit if you're ever on your own. There is a book called Mr. Romance's Book of Love, and I have the author Langdon Hill on the line, and I guess the obvious question is, what makes you Mr. Romance?